It's quarter past 11 o'clock. Mabel Louise Stewart is in the house. Hello.
Good morning to Pat and good morning to you. Oh, my goodness. It's already January 10th. Unbelievable. Here we go again. Time flying by. Well, my question today is, are we learning to save that time, to buy it up? Yes, that's what the scriptures teach us, buying up the time. Let me read to you from the book of Ephesians. Paul is instructing the church there, and he's saying this, and I'm going to just pass it along because he's saying it to you and to me. Wherefore, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And here we go. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Another translation says, buying it up. How about that? Because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I have in front of me a copy of the scriptures of the King James and the New International. One column has the King James, and the other column has the New International. Let me just glance over here and read what it says. Verse 15 says, well, wait, let me back up. But 13. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, old sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And here's that verse. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Isn't that good? In other words, let's make it count. And in order to do that, we have to learn to buy up or manage our time. So as we start 2019 with a clean slate, the question is, are we learning to save time? Yesterday, I have to smile after I went home from doing my broadcast. I sat down at the dining room table, and I have a little small chest that was my husband's grandmother's, and in it I have, on the top drawer, all my cookbooks. Most of them I never open up. There's just some of my favorites that I do. But anyway, I searched through those cookbooks to see if I could find some that are old enough to be before I was married. Oh, my goodness, that is old. And one of them was dated way back before. It was 1940. And it was interesting to check the last pages to see what the time savers were in those days. And, of course, most of them you couldn't use because they're outdated. But I did find two or three that I thought could be used today. Let me give them to you, okay? there were three of them. Do you have trouble with your brown sugar hardening? Place a half slice of an apple or half of a small size apple in the bag, and it will soften the brown sugar. And in another place, it also suggested that a slice of bread would do the same thing. Maybe you knew that already. I thought this was interesting. Have you experienced putting too much salt in your soup or in your vegetables? I'm sure every one of us have done that. You weren't thinking and you put salt in twice, or maybe your salt cellar was full and it came out too fast. Well, if that happens to you, peel a raw potato. In other words, just go to the potato sack and get a potato and peel it and let it come to boil in the soup or vegetable for just a short while, and the potato will absorb the salt. Did you know that? I bet you did, but maybe not. And here's the other one I thought was interesting. Have you ever wondered if your eggs are fresh enough to use? Isn't it easy to push by several cartons of eggs and push one back and not realizing, and it's in there for extra time? Well, here's how you can tell, and this is out of the 1940 cookbook. Immerse an egg in a pan of cool, salted water. I've done this, and it really works. If it sinks, if the egg sinks, it's fresh. If it rises to the surface of the pan, throw it away. It's too old. Those are good, aren't they? I thought they were. And while I'm on it, when packing sandwiches, by the way, I think this was in there also. When packing sandwiches for your school children in their lunches, be sure to spread the mayonnaise between two layers of meat instead of directly on the bread. This keeps the bread from getting soggy. And I've got something else here. Let me read it to you. And I thought I want to add to, it's my organizing yourself to live efficiently. That's number four, as I read on my last broadcast. And this is what it says, and I thought it was really good, and you knew this maybe already, to get crayon marks, and you have a little one around, and you weren't looking, and right to the wall with the crayons. If you can mark, if you have marks on the walls or your fabrics, use toothpaste that is marked containing tooth whitener, and it will remove the marks. I saw that just recently on a broadcast on television where they had taken toothpaste with whitener and removed a magic marker, a permanent marker. I thought that was really good. But how about this one? I thought it was good. To help you keep your furnace filter cleaner, I've never done this, but I'm going to, spray your filter before you install it with Indust. Now, that's so easy to do, and it'll make it last longer. And some of those filters can be very costly. Well, I hope some of those helped you. And while I'm on it, let me remind you again to make menus. And when you do, and you are making things ahead for the family, make two instead of one. And put one in the freezer. It's always so easy to do that. I did that all the time. And then another one that I tried to share with you was organize yourself to live as a time saver. And make lists of things that you have to do and chalk them off. I like to do that. I've done that for years, and it helps me to save time. Well, I just quickly will give you the few I gave on my last broadcast, and hopefully I can finish them all. But, oh, my goodness, the time has gone by so fast. But allow yourself time to become involved in something to promote the gospel. If you do, Jesus promised to reward us. And he wants us to serve him in any way and every way that we can. And I remember something, and I just want to share this with you. I had the privilege of knowing a precious missionary by the name of Ruth Mayo. And if you're listening to me and you're an old timer, you probably heard her speak or even met her. She's been gone in heaven many years, but she told me this, how precious, and I just have to share it with you. She said that her mother insisted as a spiritual leader to teach her children the scriptures, and they were to memorize one verse every week. And so she said, "Mother, I couldn't remember them like I wanted to. So my mother she wrote down by ink," and no typewriters when Ruth was a child. But anyway, she wrote down the verse and she cut it out and she pinned it to Ruth's slip strap. And every time she would move her arm, she would feel that piece of paper. And she said it would remind her to repeat it over and over again and memorize it. And she said, "You know what? I never, ever forgot those verses. It helped me all through my ministry." And Ruth spent years in China teaching the gospel, and in fact, she was hid. They were persecuting the missionaries in those days, her early ministry, and she was hid in a barn for months to save her life. So she went through a lot. And then list the important things that you need to do for the week. List in priority fashion. In other words, the most important things first. And I don't know about you, but I started several years ago a family directory so that all of us could remember birthdays and dates that they were born and middle names and what have you. And we've used that. I used to do it. Now Gary's wife, Kelly, does it every year and emails it to all of us. And let me just say in closing, make a list of goals for the new year, things you think the Lord would want you to do and that you've kind of let go and not even tried. For instance, the Lord will impress you in your prayer time to maybe write a letter or email or call someone that you know is needy. Maybe they're ill or maybe they're in the rest home and they need a visit or they need a call. And list those that you know who need Jesus as their Savior and, oh, pray for them. And if possible, share your faith with them. Maybe you need to be more active at church and teach a Sunday school class or maybe a small group. And some questions that you need to ask is, what am I living for? Where am I headed in my spiritual life? Do I have definite goals or am I just going, getting up in the morning and living day by day? So if we want God's best in 2019, we must manage our time, as he said, redeeming the time, buying it up, so that God can use us to to the fullest. And maybe you're saying, oh, come on, Mabel Louise, it's too hard. And it gets discouraging. Well, you know what? Job said this. He performeth the things that are appointed for me. Gotcha? Now you have no excuse. We don't have to rely on our own strength. When we are doing God's will, He will do it through us and for us. I'm a good example of that. He uses me, but He's doing the work behind the scenes. Isn't that wonderful that we can trust Him to do everything for us, doing His work through us? So it's been so nice to be with you. God bless you and goodbye.